Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
All right, we're into the post-show with Lachie Yitta from the newsroom here at Triple M, and you can get in touch on our socials, Triple M, CQ, anytime.
How do you feel about Friday, Lachie?
Friday's good.
Yeah?
Speak up, both of you.
Why is it good? Like, do you have something to look forward to this weekend, or it's just good that you don't have any early alarms tomorrow? What's happening?
Nothing.
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 Oh, that's heavenly.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, really.
After I didn't stand you up at the Capras game. I just woke up and,
TikTok, can we clarify
what
this?
Happened?
This guy. So I've said, sure, come along and join us at the CQ Capras game.
You didn't invite me to begin with.
You don't need an invite. You just go.
We just go.
It's our tradition. We go to all the Capras games.
And we recorded Pinky inviting you.
And you know that, yes. I go. I just go all the time with another mate here at Triple M, right? And you, yes, just know that about me. So you just jump on board and come along. Free for everyone. So I was like, of course you're invited. Yep, I did put that on the record. And then I had a chat with him out of the studio to say, hey, you know, see how you're feeling, blah, blah, blah. And we can even pick you up or whatever. It's like really cruisy and fun. Mm. And we go and get an ice cream after, which is also fun.
There was no talk of ice cream, otherwise
we do ice cream after, usually if the kids are with us as well, because that's just fun and we're a bunch of idiots. Anyway, he goes, oh, look, I'll just check in with you tomorrow and let you know. Do you know what time he bloody well texted me, Anthony, on Saturday morning? Oh, wasn't it like 7? He like rolled out of bed. First thought was to tell me, sorry,
not coming
to the game, which starts at 6:10 tonight. He didn't even give himself a chance to, like, wake up.
Not feeling it today.
No. Yeah. See, by that point.
No way.
Talk about shut down.
By that point, yeah. I'd got,
no,
up,
I'd even
got
on
dressed,
a date.
Went for a walk, vacuumed, did all the housework.
Stop
and
it.
It's like, so what, I'm expected not to get back into my PJs for the rest of the day?
So what, you woke up at 4 and did all those things and then you just sent me the rejection text?
Yeah, I could have sent you a rejection text at 4.
Why did you think that at 7 in the morning you didn't want to go to the footy that night? What did I do to you?
Well, I wanted to be in my pyjamas.
Did you think about having an afternoon nap?
I have afternoon naps all the time.
Yeah, that would have perked you back up.
Exactly. That's what I do.
Pinky always takes a bag of Coke to the footy as well. So that would have. That.
I couldn't,
I
believe
think,
it. He didn't even give us a chance. He didn't give us a chance to all be at the footy together.
I think that's a bit of a social faux pas. I think if you're going to cancel, you've got to make it seem like.
At the last minute.
Not the last minute, but like 4 o'clock, you're like, you know what? I've just had a long day. I don't really have it in me. Whereas at 7, it's like you never.
I've had a long day sitting on the couch watching TV.
I had a long sleep, and my first thought was to knock you down this morning.
I think I had about 2 or 3 naps on Saturday. Actually, when I was on earlies, I got home after work and man averaged 1.3 naps an hour last week.
What? 1.3 an hour?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I think I napped like 3 times in 2 hours.
So how long are your naps? Are they 2 minutes? What are you doing?
Half an hour.
Half an hour.
Half an hour. I can't do more than half an hour.
So you did 1.5 hours of napping in 2 hours?
No, I did.
What was that?
What's that? Yeah, he's done.
You should go back to bed already. I can't understand what I was saying.
Statistics. 1.3
naps in 2 hours.
How long is
so
one nap?
So 3
unit?
Divided by 2.
Can we get
like
Rain Man
point...
in the studio? Because I can't make sense of this.
How long is one nap unit?
Like 30 minutes.
He just said 30 minutes, but he said I had...
Yeah. 1.3 naps an hour.
So
it wasn't quite 1.5
an hour.
Like 37
minutes an
hour.
1.3 an hour in 2 hours. So that means you were asleep.
So most of your hour, most of your hours after work were
honestly,
asleep.
Yes.
Honestly. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. What a piece of information. I don't know what to do with it. I really don't know what to do with it.
And you wonder why there wasn't the social battery to go out.
Reasons why I'm single, 2,567.
Three naps in 2 hours.
You can't.
I challenge you guys to beat that.
No, thanks. I'm good.
No wonder he couldn't come to the footy.
It's sounding quite unhealthy now.
He's only got 23 waking minutes an hour. You're like Da Vinci.
Anyway, I'm... You can get stuffed. I won't be inviting you again. I won't go out of my way to say, look, Glenn, you're invited to go to the footy.
To be fair, you did go out of your way in a studio where everything is on the record. And because I asked you, it wasn't a forthcoming, hey, Lachie, we really appreciate your company. Do you want to come to the campus?
Oh, you're an idiot, honestly.
I think I sent you a nice message on the weekend saying I appreciate your company.
Did you?
Nope. Nah.
He might have dreamt it.
Yeah.
He's always dreaming things.
Oh, I have great dreams. Wait till you're in a dream, Lockie. You'll love it.
So you're very literal. Are you like, everyone has to actually tell me, even if they enjoy my company and we hang out often, that they enjoy my company? Is that what you need from people?
I don't
understand. Who's the needy one
now?
Who's the needy one now?
He's on his phone now.
I'm looking at your messages.
I was lying. we were chatting before we started recording about stuff that could have nearly got us cancelled.
Oh, yeah.
Now, speaking of cancelled people, I'm not sure if you saw the Super Bowl or any of the hoo-ha that goes on around that every year. That was earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an advertisement. A legitimate ad during the Super Bowl.
Hey, y'all, this is Ye, and this is my commercial. And since we spent all the money on the commercial spot, we actually didn't spend any money on the actual commercial. But the idea is I want you to go to Yeezy.com, Y-E-E-Z-Y.com, and I'm going to write it at the bottom of the screen, and I got some shoes, and... that's it.
Kanye West.
What the actual hell was that?
He must. I don't know how much.
Did
a
you
Super
say
Bowl
that was Kanye
spot.
West?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I was just thinking. Is this? I'm picturing some random guy standing at
I
a paddock
a random,
in front
exactly.
of a barn or something.
Yeah, like someone made the ad at high school.
Well, he is literally. Kidding. He was literally filming himself in the back of an Uber. Just and so let's look up what a Super
and what,
Bowl.
And what did he pay $10 million for that ad?
Well, we're about broadcast. To find out.
Yeah.
Oh, average cost of a 30-second ad at the Super Bowl. Any guesses?
Yeah, well, JL mentioned it, but yeah, it's
I'd
right up there in the millions. It's crazy.
$7 million. Kanye West spent $7 million just to film himself in the back of an Uber saying, go to Yeezy.com.
Yeah, well, that makes sense for Kanye West.
<He's>,
he would do that.
Where do we... Are we all complete? Is everyone completely off him? Is he officially cancelled? What happened?
I don't know enough about him.
What do you know? I'd love to.
I know that he's a person and he was married to Kim Kardashian.
He's made a lot not of inappropriate, bad. Not okay
yes,
comments
yes,
about
yes,
world
yes.
events.
But beyond that, no.
So we can all agree that that's, he needs to shut his
mouth. That's right. It was a lot of anti-Semitism.
Not good. Exactly. He's that's the point.
How about the Super Bowl, though? Like a sporting event where there's more care about, like, the entertainment and the ads and the actual sport.
See, this is the whole Taylor Swift thing. You go, like, no doubt, I think that was one of the highest rating Super Bowls in years or potentially forever or whatever. But how do the players feel about this? Like, people watch the halftime show that don't watch the game.
Mm.
And then you've got the people who are now watching Taylor Swift. Is anyone watching the game?
Oh, come on.
I can't tell
you. Can you take those athletes seriously? Because I cannot. And I don't think anyone who plays AFL or NRL in Australia or any other codes of footy, by the way, actually can rate them. But they're overpaid and they act like big top guns and they're all puffed up with padding and they take 4 hours to do a one-hour game and they come over here and watch our games locally and they are horrified at the physical contact.
Yeah.
And the actual, like, resilience of our athletes. So I couldn't care less about those guys.
Yeah, that was quite a lengthy soapbox rant.
Well,
no, but it,
what did you expect
it
from
does
me?
It does make sense, though, because, like, should we have sympathy for them? Probably not when they're on, like, $80 million a year.
Couldn't care less.
They could buy, like, 11 Super Bowl ads with that.
Yeah. They don't care.
Yeah,
they're just,
yeah.
They're on huge money.
Also,
all
like, no on. One... You never really like it when you see a friend being a bit too lovey-dovey and showing too much PDA.
Oh, yeah, no. Cringe.
But, like, that's what Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are doing, like, on a world stage.
Because it is a world stage,
yeah,
I would
but
suggest.
Don't you think one of the teammates might tap him on the shoulder in the locker room and go, come on, mate, like...
Do you reckon they really in that world have proper mates? Like, I reckon at your footy clubs here in CQ, that would happen and you probably wouldn't do it anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they have true people in their corner. They just have a lot of yes people. Not a lot of cut that shit out, mate. That's embarrassing.
That's true.
Imagine, they don't have no people.
Imagine what it's like living with no people.
Well, that's what happens. Things get out of control and you get Kanye West. Prime example.
prime example.
He needs some no people around him for sure.
All right, let's get into some of the best bits of the show this week. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Jordan Novak, the competition manager from AFL Capricornia, joins us this morning. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
The launch of the 2024 season fixture is happening today.
Yeah, that's right. 9 a.m. on across our socials.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, 2024.
Breaking news.
Triple M AFL Capricornia fixture, by the way.
Yes, naming sponsors. Look at us go. Who knew?
Yeah, how good. It's been really good to work with the team here and get something rolling, yeah.
Well, I always say to people, including Anthony, when he relocated from Victoria to Queensland and central Queensland, that actually AFL's really strong here in CQ, even though some people, if they're really just hard and heavy on NRL, will try and convince you otherwise.
Yeah, that's right. Our comp's pretty strong and yeah. There's a few that will cross over, but yeah, we have a pretty good AFL family up here and across the rest of Queensland as well.
And as I know too, like quite of the clubs have strong generational history of families who've been, you know, in the clubs and pushing AFL for generations.
Yeah, that's right. There's heaps of last names that have been around for forever.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's good. That keeps that family vibe in our community clubs too.
I imagine
you have to stay pretty impartial, but which club are you most closely tied with or that you played with as a young?
No, I'm pretty lucky that I come in completely impartial. I'm a basketballer by my background, so never had affiliation to a club. I just stick nice and impartial in the middle and give everyone their fair chance.
Are we allowed to mention that we've got the fixtures, by the way?
Yeah, absolutely.
A sneak peek, we won't give too much away, but there's some...
Famous last words,
Anthony? No, well, hang on a sec.
Exclusive for the major sponsor.
Yeah, exactly. We're the... We can do what we want. I'll tell you when there's a buy, June the 29th. Now you don't have to wait till 9 a.m. to find that out. But which round? There's a couple of sort of special... I don't know if novelty is the right word, but special rounds in there. Which one are you looking forward to most?
I think probably our Anzac Day. That kicks off our theme rounds, and that's always a really awesome one to be able to play some games actually on Anzac Day and then continue that the Saturday that follows is, yeah, really good to celebrate that.
Yeah, that's always a ripper. We've got umpire round in there.
Yep, that's right. Umpire awareness round. It's sort of a opportunity to thank the umpires that don't always get a thank you or a clap when they come off the field. So really small initiatives just to make sure they feel the same that the players do.
Put some positivity out there.
It can be a real thankless job, umpiring.
Well, lots of hate thrown their way, isn't there?
I know, and sometimes it's like a 16-year-old kid running around doing it.
Yeah, bad.
A poor thing.
Not in our region though, sorry.
We have really good umpire stock, so yeah.
Not our kids. let's talk about round one on Saturday, April 13th.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome awesome way to kick off with our Triple M Senior Men's Grand Final rematch between Yeppoon and Bits. So it's going to be a ripper down there at Swan Park.
And do you reckon the Swannies will go again? How many are they going for this year?
This will be 10 in a row. So
jeez.
Incredible
milestone. And I think that's just fired them up even more. All reports out of the Swan camp is that they're ready to go and that double figure title is right in their grabs.
No one else in the country would have even gotten to 9. They're probably already holding the
national
record,
records with this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and their win streak last year was a national and world record in senior sport with 128 games in a row.
Yeah, until was it Glenmore that beat them?
Yep. That's right. Round 5 last year.
Oh, keeping receipts on it. When do they play Glenmore this year?
Round 3, Anzac round.
That'll be a big game. Oh, and did they beat them in Yeppoon last time or was it?
No, it was at Glenmore. Yep, in Indigenous round in front of all the crowd. It was an incredible game last year.
Great games. Enough about the Swans though, Anthony.
Sorry, I'm a Yeppoon man, Jordan. Apologies. Yeah, well, that's where my ties are.
I have to get you in a Swans jersey at some point.
Well, maybe it can be like when you see those, like Will Ferrell goes and gives a speech at Harvard and they give him a doctorate. Can I just like get a jersey without training?
Actually, my affiliation is with the Roos Club. My daughter actually plays for them. So, yeah.
We'll have to get you a Roos jumper then.
The blue and whites, thank you very much.
And speaking of grand finals, they made it to the grand final last year, didn't they?
Yes, they did. It was amazing. Really impressive stuff. So I'm very excited about this year.
Just lastly, I assume you've been involved in sport for most of your life. What benefits do you see joining up to a club and being part of that community?
Yeah, I think, like I said, the family aspect and just the culture, you know, it's the same with all sports, but AFL in particular, there's such a good culture and such a welcoming vibe around all the clubs. And, you know, whether it's to meet new friends or to go with your friends to play sport, like you're keeping active, you're hanging out with mates, especially in juniors as a kid. Like there's competition, there's points, but at the end of the day, if you're having fun, that's all that matters, I reckon.
Yeah, look, from the parent point of view, absolutely couldn't agree more. So many amazing friendships and relationships happen with your sporting commitments outside of school or family. It's really a really rich environment for that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I've still got mates from when I played basketball as a kid that I catch up with randomly or, you know, run into and say g'day and say, yeah, I'm sure it's the same everywhere.
So other than on the radio where we're talking about it, where can people find the Triple M AFL Capricornia 2024 fixture at 9 a.m?
So chuffed.
All across our AFL Capricornia socials, so Facebook and Instagram, at AFL Capricornia. We'll have both of those announcements, the fixtures and the major sponsorship live at 9 a.m.
Can't wait. Thanks for coming in the studio and joining us, Jordan Novak.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
Our golden girl, Denver, who is on Australian Idol at the moment. She got the golden ticket, after all, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Oh, we're great. We're talking to an absolute superstar. You've made our day.
Not quite. Not quite.
So, as Pinky mentioned, you've got the golden ticket. Where does that put you in the competition and what comes next?
So that golden ticket got me to the top 30, which is like wild in itself. Crazy. Truly, truly crazy. And then I've just done top 30 week, which was the wildest experience of my life. We did, first we did the chorus line, which basically, there was a group of five of us. We stood in a line and we all had to sing the same song, which was incredibly daunting.
Wow.
And then, yeah, crazy. And then the next one, which was actually, it became my favourite. We got put in groups of three and we had less than 24 hours to pick a song, learn the song and then perform it, which, holy moly, let me tell you. Yeah, one of the hardest things I've ever done. But wow. It was oddly fun because we were all delirious. So just anything and everything was funny. That one was a wild one. And then the very last one, we all had to do a solo performance. So pick a song and then sing it for the judges, which again, daunting because that was the first time since our audition that we had to do something fully by ourselves. But it was fun. Yeah. It was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, and awesome. Here we are. On that note, because like you said, it's like high energy, adrenaline, a bit stressful perhaps. What have you been able to do to relax? Have you got any kind of things you like to do, Denver?
Go to bed early. I'm such a grandma.
No, I love that. I'm with you.
Yeah, as soon as the day's done, I'm like, righto, see yous, I'm going to bed.
Oh, good girl.
Very rock and roll.
Yeah.
What's it like meeting all the judges? Like, who's nasty behind the scenes? Who's nice? Any goss?
Honestly, no. They're actually stunning humans. Like, Amy's actually such a funny lady. She's such a crack up. She probably surprises me the most because she's just so, like, beautiful and composed on TV and then the cameras go off and she's, like, so funny. Cool. And then I think, like, Marsha and Kyle are such a comedic duo. Like, Marsha just, like, pulls Kyle down a few pegs and it's very fun.
Someone has to.
Excellent.
Yes, absolutely.
Now that you are on national TV and everyone's getting to know you, have you been recognised in the street? Anyone bought you a coffee?
I was in an elevator once and someone was like, hello, can I get a photo? Which I was why? I'm really bad at these interactions because I just instantly go, why would you want one? So that was cool. But it's cool meeting people and I love, like, you know, you have literally just like having a chat. It's cool. It's cool.
Now, this is, I suppose, a little bit cheeky, but like, how does it work? Is filming done? Are you guys still going? What do you know? Do you know who's won?
No. We don't know anything.
She does. She's not telling you nothing, Anthony.
She's reading off a
She's got
script,
a contract, mate.
A cue card, no, Channel 7, have her.
Well, actually, I wanted to ask you, seeing that you are a country music artist, and that's been going really well, obviously, this season on Australian Idol, what about Beyonce's single that's come out and it's going ripper up the country charts, Texas Hold'em? Have you heard it? Are you loving it?
I did. I have heard it. And I honestly, it's Beyonce. She can kind of do whatever she wants, really. And as soon as it came out, I was like, you know what? I'm not surprised. Of course she's got a country album coming.
Yeah, everyone, I love it. I've had it on repeat, and I'm not a country music fan typically at all.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Hey, if someone's going to get someone on board to country, it's going to be Beyonce.
Yeah.
She can take one for the team.
I think even Lana Del Rey's going to have a country album coming out.
I've got to learn line dancing, okay? It's on the bucket list.
I'll teach her.
Oh, look, I'm up for it. Excellent. Line dancing lessons with Denver coming at ya.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
So they've actually come through with the goods, and you're going to do a live beer taste test blind. Not blind drunk, responsibly. Blind. You're going to close your eyes. And Michael, the founder, is here. So he's got four servings racked up to go.
Hello, Michael. Say hello.
Hello, Anthony. This is big test for you, son.
Yeah.
Can I get some tonic water, please?
Okay, there's the first one.
Alrighty.
And you've got to identify which beer it is.
Do I have to punch it or just a little sip? What's the responsible thing?
Listen to it, honestly.
Just kidding, guys. I'm having a sip. Here we go. Smells good. Now, that is a pale ale? A hazy pale ale.
Close.
Okay, what is it, Michael?
A hazy IPA.
Ooh.
It's our Hazy Sesh 3.8.
I had the Hazy
Sesh
last night.
You got the Hazy,
night.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
Okay, give me number two.
One Hazy Sesh last night.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's go another one.
Hand at the ready.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Say what you're seeing, Pinky.
Well, you've got your eyes closed, but I don't know really if they're 100% closed or not.
Oh.
Jury's out there. He's living his best life, though, that's for sure.
Now, I worry that I spilt that one, and I worry because
it's down your white shirt, yeah.
Yeah, because I think it's the black lager. Am I right?
Boom, you're on.
There you go, black lager.
Give us a ding back in studio, George, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Yeah, where's the support, George? We need some support. Okay, Anthony.
Okay, number three.
Here we go. Oh, look at him. He can't even pick up a glass, people, honestly. Honestly, wasn't that far away from you.
Oh, no, I know what that is. That's the Mango Passion Sour.
That's ours. Beautiful. And one more, Michael.
We got one more.
Give it to the guy who doesn't know how to hold a glass. There he goes.
I've got my eyes closed.
Get a grip. Yeah, righto.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, you better have all of it. Yeah. You better scull it.
Pilsner?
Not quite.
Oh.
You can open your eyes now, Anthony, because you're actually done.
Everybody's favourite, the lager.
Oh, the lager. I'll tell you what the common denominator was. All bloody delicious. Here at Wardsbury.
Show Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
The back end of the post show where you can what's the matter with you?
Look at your back end, mate. Yep.
The rear end. Have you ever been rear-ended, Lockie?
I've been T-boned, and it wasn't the fun kind.
What was that like?
Yeah. It was my car.
You don't have a very good history, actually. Over the last couple of years,
I don't. Terrible history, and zero fault of my own.
That's what they all say.
Yeah.
You didn't answer the question though, Locke.
What was the question?
Have you been rear-ended, mate?
Are we talking in a vehicle?
We're open to interpretation.
By another human being.
In a vehicle, yes.
Oh, how annoying.
Maybe. Depends what you're at.
Back in the day when they had the chrome bumper bars, it wasn't so catastrophic. And now things are just plastic.
Yeah, but that's the point. It's just plastic. You just pull it off and chuck a new one on there.
It's very ugly.
And
chrome,
how many years?
Beautiful.
Were you a mechanic for before you became a journo?
He doesn't care much for cars, I'm not thinking.
No, I was into, well, define into cars, but into cars.
Matchbox.
No, but like I have a 10-year-old car that is full of dog hair. I don't care what happens to it.
Yeah,
I'd love a new car, but the problem is and the cars are expensive.
But they're not really. There's a whole variety of price ranges these days.
No, but like 5 or 6 years ago, you could get a brand new car for like 13 grand.
True.
You're up towards 20 now.
And secondhand.
That's not that much more.
A real high, right?
Sick, they're coming down.
Are they?
But yeah.
I think I got my one in Victoria secondhand. And just in my head, I was like, I'm just going to run this thing till it's dead.
Well, yeah. That's the attitude I'm with now. But it also means that I can only have one person in the car with me. All of my mates, of course. Because the back seat is just not a very nice place to be.
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with the back seat?
Well, it's covered in dog hair and gross. Slobber and dog slobber, not human slobber.
Yeah, that's not really pulling people into your life.
No.
But then you get these dirty looks like when you say, oh, no, I can only take one of you guys. So, and then people look at you as though you're just being real judgy or no.
You realize, though, that's not a permanent problem.
Well, it is because I'm not going to clean it.
No, that's
it's a choice. Yeah, it's a permanent choice that he's made.
Permanent choice.
Yeah. It's a 10-year-old car look, can I, again, for legal purposes, it doesn't have an engine problem, but it may have an engine problem.
legal.
I'm not going to.
Let's get a roadworthy on this.
I'm not going to clean a car that is going to die in the next 12 months.
You would only clean it for your own pleasure anyway, enjoy a clean car.
But before I came back to Rocky, I lived in the outback, so I got very good at never bothering to clean my car.
Yeah, fair enough.
Where'd you live again?
Broken Hill.
Not truly outback, but anyway.
No.
It's on the outskirts.
I was picturing like Larimar.
No.
It would never have returned.
What was the dentist chat we were having?
Look.
No, well.
Well, we were talking about on Valentine's Day, I ended up getting an email. So that was on Wednesday. And it said, what you should do today is break up with your toothbrush. And we should bin our toothbrushes every 3 months.
You bin them when they look manky.
And my reply to you was that mine is probably definitely over 3 months old, but it doesn't look manky because I have to buy the soft bristle brushes, which don't make your gums recede. And so the bristles aren't frayed. The frayed bristles are from too much pressure on your toothbrush, which can damage gums, which is what my dentist has lectured me about forever.
Huh.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to brush too hard.
You don't need to do it because it can actually affect your gums because it's a time thing. You know how you can make a craggy rock washed over by the ocean for however many thousands of millions of years and it smooths it down?
Yeah, it looks prettier.
Same effect.
It looks better.
All that scrubbing away can recede your gums and create issues down the track. And it can't come back. It can't repair itself.
No, it can if you get kicked in the face enough.
Oh, wow.
What?
Where's this guy's head at? I tell ya.
My goodness.
We need an intervention.
Calm down. All right? Settle down.
Anyway.
I've
been lectured by dentists for years. Can you tell?
I don't want to be lectured by a dentist.
Oh,
tell
God.
Me what's
well,
wrong.
Well, they're the expert. They're but giving you health advice.
You can tell me to floss. I'm not going to. You can tell me to.
But they're going to then. They're going to tell
All
you
All I want to know is what's broken, fix it.
I actually
they're
agree
about
with that.
Prevention. That's just education.
I'm at an age where if I was going to be doing things, I would be doing them.
Mate, when you're paying $300 for a service by a dentist, I reckon they should probably tell you how to prevent dental hygiene.
I agree with Locke. They should just fix it. It's like I like going for a massage and they go, do these four exercises, you won't have back pain. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I also just want you to fix it in this 60 minutes.
I'm sorry.
Well, I look forward to seeing you guys when you rock up in an actual terrible situation and you're begging for help and they're like,
it's a bit different if it's.
I'm trying to tell you how to prevent it.
You've got me. This is one of my pet peeves. It's the most frustrated I've ever been in my life, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know those Korean restaurants, those barbecue restaurants?
Yeah.
Where you go along and you pay them then you cook your own food?
Don't like that.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, you guys
they
are
have
those
places
people.
Like that. It's called supermarkets if you want to buy ingredients and then cook it yourself.
I'm just paying the business to enjoy their restaurant.
Yeah, but
what's wrong
which
with
way
your
they
house?
Present it. Well, go home and do it yourself then. Don't go to it.
Yeah, exactly. Why,
you've got a
choice. Why would you pay to go
Vote
out
with your
to
feet.
Pay someone to then cook your own food?
It's fun. It's just a novelty.
You
for
know
people
what?
Who aren't like, got to stick up their butt.
On the flip side, though, teppanyaki, put on a show. Love that.
Yeah, that's fun.
Chop some egg in my mouth. Do whatever you like.
Yeah, throw
never
it at my
been.
Face.
You never been to teppanyaki?
No.
Oh, wow.
Is that the one where they put on the show for you and throw knives and set things on fire?
Yeah. The polar opposite to Korean barbecue where they're like, put your own show on, mate. Here, turn the gas cooker on. They do it. Oh.
Yeah. Throw some egg in your face.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a work excursion in there.
Yeah, I think so.
Wouldn't that be great? We've got to do more
Friday
of that.
Friday lunch.
Guys, we mentioned going to ice cream on the show. Take us.
Oh, yeah. on the company. Ice cream after the footy, always fun.
Guys, we talked about what it would be like to test drive a Lamborghini.
Yeah. We spoke about teppanyaki in Brisbane. Can we do a weekend down there?
Sure. Book it in.
All right. Well, that's the post-show for the week. Let's get on with our days and enjoy our weekends, gang, shall we?
Yes.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Sayonara.
It's a fresh start and it feels good.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.
It's Triple M Breakfast.